Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me in today's new episode. Today's topic is 旅の日. 旅 refers to travel, and 日 means day. The の in between just connects these two nouns. の, basically, the thing after the の is the thing we talk about, so that's the main important thing. So we talk about the day.He. And the thing in front of the no gives us more information. So what kind of day? 旅の日. So 旅 refers to travel, and 日, the day again. So a travel day. This day was made, I mean made, well, of course, like started to be celebrated on in the year of 1988.Which is already quite some time ago, and the people who started to celebrate this day was or were people basically like writers or artists in order to like celebrate what you can learn when you are on a travel and you are on a trip, and then you on this trip you learn new things, you get inspired, and this inspiration helps youyou know, to come up with new stories and whatever. Yeah. The origin of this idea was formed by a guy named Matsuo Basho. Maybe you have heard this word, this name before. Matsuo Basho was a very famous haiku writer. So, you know, haiku are these small poems. They have the specific rules, like about how many syllables need to be placed in one line and whatnot. Anyway, no matter if you're interested or not, this guy was really famous. And one of his most famous works was called Oku no Hoso Michi. Oku means like inside, the innermost, whatever.And hoso michi has two kanji. Hoso means fine or narrow or thin. And michi means path. So it's like a narrow path leading to the backside, to the inner parts of Japan. And he started his trip exactly on May 16th in the year 1689. However, in this time and age,the timeline or the way a calendar was made was different than today. It was more like the lunar calendar, so it's usually around one month difference. So actually, that day in that time was referring to March 27th.In the year 1689, so quite some time ago. And he started off his trip from Edo, the old word for Tokyo. So before Tokyo became this big city we know now, it was a super small town, basically made up of fishermen. Yes, and from there he started to go up north. And this Oku no Hoso Michi basically is a collection of all the poems he came up during this trip. So basically what he did, he left for a trip. In Japanese, that's called 旅に出る. So 旅 is the word for trip or for travel, and 出る means to leave.So, 旅に出る, to leave for a trip. And when I say 旅, 旅 is, I would maybe not necessarily a trip. If I say 旅, it sounds a little strenuous. It sounds like to go on a pilgrimage, to go out and learn something, to walk. It's not like you know, like to sit in a train or to board an airplane or something. It's really more a little strenuous. You take some time, you take some efforts to go somewhere. And the person who leaves, the traveler in Japanese, is called tabibito. So tabi, where you know, bito is the person. Bito is a different pronunciation of hito, which you may have already heard and means like person or human. Yeah. But in current times, you don't really call like a traveler a tabipito because, yeah, I mean, like it depends, of course, what kind of person they are. But usually you call people a tourist, right? And the tourist would be kankokyaku. But let's take a look at that later on. Let's keep going with this tabi. So tabi is the Japanese pronunciation of a kanji. So kanji have several ways of pronunciation, the traditional Japanese one and the one derived from China. Because kanji have come a long, long way, they are not originally from Japan, but they come from China. Kanji, the kan is an old word for China, and ji means syllable or character. So Chinese character. And when the Chinese characters came to Japan, not only the character itself came here, but it also included the pronunciation, the Chinese pronunciation of this character. However, Chinese pronunciation and Japanese pronunciation, although like the language is completely different, so the way the Chinese pronounced it, like in the eighth century, is of course not the same as Chinese people speak right now. So, and also the Japanese people were not able to, repeat the pronunciation exactly the same way. They adjusted it to the Japanese way of pronouncing syllables. So it's not the same in terms of originally the same thing, and neither because like hundreds of years have gone by since that time. Yeah. So there are basically two rules, two like let's say 70 or 80% rules. If you have a word which consists out of one kanji, you use the Japanese pronunciation or the kun yomi. Yomi means to read or reading. So if you have the word tabi, it's one kanji, one word, so this is the Japanese pronunciation. However, as I said, this is like only 70-80% rule. Tabibito is actually both times the Japanese pronunciation. So this is in Japanese you would call it regai. It's an exception. However, the other rule, one word consisting out of several kanji, is the next one, ryoko. Ryoko is the word for trip or travel that is usually used in current times. The ryo is the Chinese pronunciation of tabi, and ko, the second kanji here, is referring to, it's the same kanji as ikimasu or iku, if you ever heard this one before, to go somewhere. So to go on a trip. Ryoko. Yes. And as I said before, a traveler or like a tourist in current times is called kankokyaku. Kankokyaku. So the kan, well, let's say kanko means like tourism, and kankokyaku is a tourist. So the first kanji, the kan, on the right side, you might have seen this kanji before. That's the kanji for seeing or watching something. Originally, usually, it looks like this. The upper part, that's actually the eye. And then we have some small legs, and an eye with a leg can walk, can move, which means to see. And to see in Japanese is called miru. One kanji, one word, Japanese pronunciation, miru is the Japanese pronunciation. But this miru has different variations. In terms of looking at something because it's something touristy, then you use this kanji. So the right one, the right part is still the same, the left one is additionally there. And this specific way of saying to see something has the Chinese pronunciation kan. So kanko, so the kan we already know now, the ko, that's the kanji for light. You might have heard the word hikari. Hikari is the Japanese pronunciation of ko. You might have heard the ko from the name Nikko, a place, a touristy place in the northern parts of Tokyo. Nikko is very famous for its temples and shrines. Yes, so 観光 is tourism and 観光客 is the tourist. 客 means guest or customer. You might have heard that customers in Japan are treated really, really nice. They are not the king, they are the gods in Japan. So yeah, if you have been to Japan, you might have realized how nicely everybody treats you there as a tourist or more like as a customer. Yes, so that's 観光客. And if I say customer and 客, they call you お客様. So the 客 only is not enough. You put the polite お in front and put the 様 in the end. 様 is a more polite version of san, which means Mr. or Miss or Mrs. or whatever. A travel company is called 旅行会社. So 旅行, you already know. 会社 comes from 会社, which means company. And because the 旅行 is in front of the 会社, the 会社 becomes 会社. So that happens quite often. So it's not like you can just memorize 旅行 and 会社 and then you know 旅行会社. No, it's better to memorize 旅行会社. Why? Well, 旅行会社 is easier to pronounce compared to 旅行会社. Try it. It's easier. And so then there are two different ways of traveling for Japanese people. Inside Japan and outside Japan. Inside Japan, a trip in Japan, inside Japan, is called 国内旅行. So the 旅行, we already know, the travel trip. 国内, 国 is the Chinese pronunciation of 国, country. And 内 is the Chinese pronunciation of 中, or 内. Yeah, you might have heard 内. Yes, because 国内 is a word consisting out of two kanji or more kanji, so we use the Chinese pronunciation. Yeah, so 国内, inside the country. Makes sense, right? And outside the country would be 外国, the same 国 for country. 外 means outside. 外 is the Chinese pronunciation of 外. You might have heard the word of this part, this kanji, in 外人 or 外国人, foreigner. 外人 is the more not as polite word. Yeah, it's not super polite, but still people use it anyway. So 外国, foreign country, outside of the country. 旅行, the travel, the trip. However, most Japanese people don't say 外国旅行, they say 海外旅行. So what's the difference? 海, this kanji is the Chinese pronunciation of 海, the sea or the ocean. So out of the ocean, because, well, of course, Japan is an island, so every other country, everything outside, overseas, is of course a foreign country. So 海外 is the same as 外国. 外国 sounds more colloquial in this context, so if you want to sound a little more, well, not intelligent, maybe a little more polite, then you use 海外. 海外旅行, trip to overseas, an overseas trip. And the place where you go is called 旅行先. 先 is the Japanese pronunciation. Mm-hmm, now we have the Japanese pronunciation of the sen of sensei, the teacher. Well, but sensei basically does not only refer to teacher, but to everybody who basically is born before you, because the saki means before. And se means born, somebody who is born before you, somebody who's older, somebody you have to be polite because, well, of the setting of society, they are above you in the ranking. So, ryokosaki. So, something is in front of you, something is before you. And this saki basically can also be used for something which is a goal where to go to, because something is in front of you is usually where you go to, it's your goal. Right, so yokosaki means basically your destination of your trip. Yes, and where do we go? This year in summer vacation, where do we go? That would be in Japanese. 今年の夏休みは どこに行く? Of course, instead of 行く, you could say 行きますか? That would be more polite. But we are, let's say we talk to friends. 今年 means this year. 夏休み is the summer holidays or summer vacation. どこ is where. に is the particle for the goal of the action. The goal of your action to go is where. So where do you go? This year's summer holiday. Yes, and the answer is 今年の旅行先トップは北海道だって。So that's a little more difficult. This is not anymore for complete beginners, but bear with me. So top in katakana means the top ranked something. So this year's top ranked travel destination is Hokkaido. Hokkaido. That's the northernmost island of, biggest island of Japan. And that is a less polite version of des, to be. And small tsu and te basically means that you repeat something that you have heard. So I've heard that this year's top location, trip location or travel location is apparently Hokkaido. Yes, yes, yes. And if we keep going with this ryo, there are other words which are quite useful to know. The next one is ryokan. So the same ryo, the Chinese pronunciation of tabi. And kan means building. So a travel building, which is a traditional Japanese inn, usually a little more luxurious. The Japanese pronunciation of kan is yakata. And you might have heard this word if you like to watch Kimetsu no Yaiba, Demon Slayer. Because oyakata-sama, that's how the boss of the hashira is referred to. And I had to look up the name because I didn't really remember. Ubuyashiki Kagaya. So that's his real name, but everybody refers to him by saying Oyakata-sama, because he is the lord of the mansion. He is the lord of the place. And as we said before, yakata refers to a building. Let's keep going with this kan, the building. Eiga-kan, for example. Eiga is the movie, and Eiga-kan is the movie theater. Or Hakubutsukan, that's a museum, like a general museum, like a museum of history or science. Compared to the Bijutsukan, that's more like fine arts. So like if you want to look at art, then you go to a Bijutsukan. Yes, but it's still the same kan. So, we got some more here. So, the pronunciation of trip or travel is tabi. So, you have to stress or like the... Yes, I know. However you want to call it, doesn't really matter. People call it pitch accent, but I... Well, I mean, the thing is, just pronounce it correctly and then people understand. Tabi. So, low and then you go up. Tabi. Compared to tabi, these are these socks where like the big toe is separated from the other ones. Yes. And there is one more word which has a similar pronunciation but a different kanji, tabi. In this case, refers to times. And here I have one more sentence which is a little more difficult, maybe not completely for beginners, but still. 日本に行くたびにますます楽しくなります。So, Nihon means Japan. Ni, again, like that's the goal of the action. Iku, again, to go. So, going to Japan. Tabi ni means whenever. So, whenever I go to Japan. Masu masu, more and more. Tanoshiku comes from tanoshi, something which is fun, something is enjoyable. Narimasu means to become. Something becomes enjoyable. So the whole sentence basically means the more I go to Japan, or whenever I go to Japan, it becomes more and more enjoyable. And in order to connect tanoshi, which is an adjective, with narimasu, which is a verb, you need to get the adverb, and tanoshiku is the adverb of tanoshi. You just take this extra e at the end and replace it by ku, tanoshiku. Yes. And then we have the word shitaku, which has the same kanji from tabi here. Shitaku means preparations. There are all kinds of words for preparations. You might have heard the word junbi before, which is usually used, but the difference between these two. So shitaku usually is something which is not, which, you know, you don't need to do that much. And you usually do it just shortly before you do the thing. So for example, dekakeru shitaku. So preparations for leaving the house. For example, you go out, you go to a restaurant or something, you meet up with your friends, and you just like, you know, put on clothing, you dress up, maybe you do some makeup or whatever. And that's that, basically. It doesn't take you like an awful amount of time, and you don't start like 2 days before. I mean, maybe you do, but like usually you don't. And that's like shitaku. Shitaku usually refers to clothing, refers to food. Yeah, basically something like that. But junbi. Junbi is like you prepare for a meeting. You like you start maybe like 1 week before, you start to like to collect the data, and then you come up with a report or whatever. And this takes some time, and you don't like just do it like 5 minutes before. Junbi means that it takes quite some time and efforts. And it does not necessarily only refer to clothing and food. Yes, so that's basically the difference if you have ever wondered about these two. All right. This is the part for beginners Japanese. Then we will continue with the same topic, but for more advanced learners. In between, let me do some advertisement. Yes, it has to be. Once in a while, I have to advertise myself a little. And what I would like to offer to you is a Japanese basics online course that takes 3 days to teach you the absolute basics of the Japanese language, referring to basic sentence structure, how to introduce yourself, tenses, easy particles, and everything within 3 days. You get like 3 days every day, one short video of about 15 minutes. You just watch this video. You get a homework. You do this homework. You post the homework. I check your homework, give you feedback, and if you still have some questions, every day there is a live Zoom call. You can join, ask me questions, I will help you however I can. So that's that. And it's for free. It's basically to check out how I teach, and if you like it, then you can join one of my paid courses. What else I have to offer right now is my book, Reading Japanese for Beginners. I have recently published it. It's available on Amazon. I did the self-publishing thing. And it basically has two stories for beginners. The only thing you should be able to do is read hiragana and katakana. There is in the downloadable additional material, there is also a romaji version. Romaji means our alphabet. Included, but I really imply you to learn hiragana and katakana first before you start to read. Yes, and these stories come with basically you have like one page of story, then you have for every single sentence explanations for grammar, you have a list of vocabulary, and you have the whole translation for every single page. And before that, you get an introduction in Japanese language, everything you need to know as a beginner, more, even a little more than we learned in these 3 days. And there are two stories. And in between, you get like all the important information you need to know about Japan, like how to work in Japan, how to live in Japan, how to love in Japan, how to spend your free time, whatever, all these things. Of course, food, because I love Japanese food. Everything is in there. Here you have the link. You can buy it basically on every Amazon marketplace, no matter if it's the US, if it's Canada, if it's Japan, Australia, Britain, basically any country. You can even buy it in German, but there is like a German version available for that too. And I don't think that if you're a German native speaker, you're going to listen to my podcast in English, because I have a German one too. All right, so that's for my advertisement. Advertisement, because yeah, sorry, I learned British English, but I usually speak American English or Canadian, whatever. Anyway, so just click on this link, sign up. It's for free, takes 3 days. And I'm happy to help you on your first trip to Japan, which means Japanese language. Anyway, let's keep going to the more advanced part of this video. I see you in a few seconds.